With people watching more and more video online, Hulu.com has emerged as the most popular site for Hollywood TV shows and movies. It's growing exponentially, and as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, its advertising is up, too.
Let's go to Hulu.com, and click on TV. And the networks have a lot of their hit shows on here. They have Grey's Anatomy from ABC. They have Comedy Central's Daily Show. And The Simpsons from Fox.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by the third generation Prius.
And they're not kidding about limited. In the whole episode, I only have to watch 3 commercials.
Whoa. You come to school to help him get good grades? Isn't that why we pay public school teachers those enormous salaries?
Hulu has made my life as a TV viewer and a TV critic much easier.
Alan Sepinwall of the New Jersey Star-Ledger.
Because I can watch shows, for the most part, when I want, on my own schedule, whether I'm at the office, at home, you know, any location.
About 40 million people watched Hulu in May, up almost 500% from last year. That's according to the research firm Comscore. But that's still small compared to regular TV. And yet, Hulu charges more for its advertising, sometimes twice as much. Michael Hayes of the Ad Agency Initiative.
If you look at a primetime show on television, the average rate is about $25 on a cost per thousand basis.
That's cost per thousand viewers. So the bigger the audience, the more expensive the commercial.
If you look at a primetime show on Hulu, it's anywhere from $40 to $60 on a cost per thousand basis.
That's about a 60% difference between Hulu and TV. Hulu is tight-lipped about its revenue, but it is attracting some pretty major advertisers.
Sprint, the Now Network.
There's a couple of reasons I think that advertisers are interested in the online video environment.
Christina Lee is a spokesperson for Hulu.
On Hulu in particular, you can't fast forward through the ads. A lot of viewers are more engaged. Given that, we're seeing ad effectiveness go up.
But in the episode of The Simpsons I watched, there were only 3 commercials. It's believed the online audience won't tolerate much more. And that kind of limit is never going to bring in as much money as a TV show that has a lot of commercials. And that's the fear in the TV industry, that video online will never be as profitable as TV. And those slick shows like CSI and House are expensive to produce. Michael Hayes quotes Jeff Zucker, the head of NBC Universal, who said the TV networks don't want to, as he put it, end up trading analog dollars for digital pennies.
There's 2 opposing challenges here. Number one, the cost of producing professionally produced content and the revenue that they will generate when they move that content online to be supported by an ad model that is fundamentally different than what it is on television.
For now, the networks seem to be holding back a little. They don't put everything on Hulu. They want to give you a reason to watch your good old-fashioned TV set and all those commercials. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.